This weekend, the National Federation of the Blind is holding its annual convention in Salt Lake City, where they look forward to educating members of the public and hearing from Congressman Jim Matheson. As a child, I remember my legally blind mother traveling all over the country to represent the state of Maine at the NFB's yearly conventions. Like most young children, I looked forward to the little gift she would bring upon her return. But as I look back on the relationship my mother had with the National Federation of the Blind, what I remember most are the skills my mother gained from that partnership. The NFB helped her start her own massage therapy business, and now she helps run a spa and sell supplements out of her own home. All this based on the skills she picked up through the NFB. I recently caught up with Ron Gardner, the president of the NFB in Utah, and talked about the focus of the NFB's convention.
But we're the oldest and largest organization of blind people. In other words, we're an organization of blind people advocating for one another, mentoring one another, and helping society become aware that blind people are very capable and normal part of the society. So the reason that our organization is important is because we're trying to change what it means to be blind, change what it means to the normal-sighted guy, the normal-sighted employer. We're hoping that people will understand that blind people are very capable, that we do go to college, that we do get jobs.
Growing up with a visually impaired mother, I never thought it was hard or that different. We had our own specific relationship, just like my friends had with their mothers. I drove her around to her errands, helped read the price tags, or described a Calvin and Hobbes comic strip, or even the colors of the sunset. It's all too easy for me to forget that others haven't had these experiences. Because blind people make up such a small part of society, most of us in society don't know what a blind person is capable of doing. Ron helps us understand how we can help.
And so when a mom takes her little girl to the doctor, and the doctor says, gee, I'm so sorry, your daughter's going to be blind, the mom doesn't know what to do. We need people to be aware that there's an organization that will help a mom like that, a mom whose little girl is going blind and the mom has no hope. Gee, what's the future of my little girl going to be? Well, the future of a little girl, if they remain alone and isolated, is going to be questionable. But if she joins with an organization of blind people and learns, hey, there are ways to go to school. We have alternative techniques. College is an option. Blind people do marry and have children, and we get jobs, and we pay taxes.
Not only do they pay taxes, but they bring bills before Congress that address problems that most of us, through no fault of our own, don't even think about.
Right now, there's a bill before Congress. It's H.R. 734. What it is doing is requesting Congress to commission a study. And the study is to look at these hybrid cars, the electric cars. Electric cars are good for our environment. But the problem with the hybrid car is that they're silent. And so if you're a blind person crossing the street to get to your job, and a silent car, a silent hybrid electric car is coming along the street, that blind person has no clue because they can't see the car and they can't hear the car. It now is a very dangerous situation. And, you know, we don't want to be impacted by those silent cars.
That danger hadn't even occurred to me, and I have more experience with blind people than most others. Congressman Matheson and Bishop have already signed on to the bill, as well as both of Utah's senators. To get more information about this bill and how you can help, you can go to nfb.org. Those in the NFB have a special way of referring to those sighted people that stand with them.
As we like to say, you're blind at heart.
For Power 91 News, I'm Luke Estes.